We all have that friend who wakes up early to go get everyone McDonald's breakfast, but the rest of us sleep in. This is your sign to thank them. And if you're that friend, this is us saying thank you.
Just a friendly reminder that right now, get any size iced coffee before 11 a.m. for just 99 cents. And a satisfying sausage McMuffin with egg is just $2.79. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Shot from gun. Quaker Puffed Rice is shot from gun. Yes, listen to the roar of the Quaker guns brought to you direct from the Quaker cereal mill, where Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice are shot from guns to make them crisp and tender as nuts in November. Now, Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice bring you... The Pirates! The new and exciting adventure of Terry Lee, the Dragon Lady Strikes Back!
He's doing it, Connie. Hotshot's tricked the Dragon Lady into leaving the Pirates' camp. Look, she's following him into the hills.
Oh, Mr. Hotshot, plenty brave when occasion demands.
Yeah.
But what can he do, Mr. Terry, when Dragon Lady finds he do not have gold detector ring, as he suggested?
Let's hope he can stall long enough for us to be through with our part of this job.
Yes.
Come on now, Connie. We're going down to the camp so we can be lying in wait inside that enclosure. And our King the Cobra returns with the American boy. Down in these weeds now so the guards don't spot us.
We go into camp from Riverside?
Right. The only side that's unprotected.
No. Another cold shower in river, no doubt.
Another cold shower.
Fine.
All right, now. After we jump in, keep underwater and make for that opening just down the shore.
Oh, now what, Mr. Terry? Who comes now?
Oh, smoke, it's talking the Cobra. Oh, the gorillas are returning with the boy. Hurry up, Connie, into the water.
Thanks to Hotshot's daring efforts in tricking the Dragon Lady away from the pilot's overnight camp by the river, Terry and Connie can now proceed to save the young American boy, Mark James. Save him from the pirate's threat to make him reveal the location of the valuable tungsten mine. Night now, dark and threatening. A quick swim through the cold waters of the river. A stealthy scramble up the shore into the fenced enclosure. And then...
Quiet.
Connie cannot help. He's chatter with cold.
Just the cold? Come on now. So far, so good. That team bellowing like a foghorn back there. And we can get by this first gate unnoticed.
Oh, right where you are.
Oh, one of the guards, the county.
Oh, there's someone to fight at camp.
Come and see.
That I shall do, and I...
My, oh, my, Mr. Terry, knock out guards quick like bunny.
Now, that's one less pilot to stop us anyway.
Hmm.
Come on now, over that fence by the big tent. We need to crouch down in those shadows there and see what's what before we make another move.
Bring food. Bring rum. Our game, the Cobra, shall celebrate capture of young American boy. You, boy. Sit down in that chair. Sit, I tell you.
Very well, Mr. Cobra. Sitting will feel good for a change after our long chase through the woods.
Oh, boy feels cocky, does he? Cocky because for first time his trick has given his men. You deserve pinching.
Come ahead.
In fact, you deserve worse than pinching. You deserve sound beating. I have good mind to show you what it means to play smart with Akeem.
Do as you will, but if you lay one hand on me, Akeem, I'll never tell you where those mines are.
Yeah. Give me rope to chow. I now tie up this tricky cold so it give me no more trouble. Yeah. All right, boy. Put your legs together. Clasp your hands behind that chair.
Is this the way you want?
So you would kick me, eh? Like that. There's more where they came from if you try more quick. Now then, here's one time you do not move until Akeem is ready to have you move.
That's enough, Mr. Cobra. Those ropes are tight enough.
So boy is not so brave. Now he can move, eh? Hank!
Yes, master?
Bring the tray of food and drink here. I shall now celebrate while boy watches.
Yes, master. Here you are, master.
Roasted wild turkey. Would you like some, boy? Maybe you could. Well, maybe you like this nice brother.
No, sir. I'm not hungry.
Or maybe this breast of tender white meat.
No, sir.
You bore me. Hank, where is Dragon Lady? She will be proud when she knows our king captured boy. She should be here to celebrate.
Dragon Lady is in here, great cobra.
What? What does Dragon Lady do there?
I'm not exactly sure. She went to meet someone. Some foreigner with red hair.
Foreigner with red hair? You're probably dreaming. Ah, well, no matter. Dragon Lady can take care of herself. Meanwhile, Akim the Cobra eat, drink, and be merry.
Maybe I could have just one tiny bite, Mr. Cobra. I guess I am kind of hungry after all.
You saw the American boy weakens, eh? Well, go ahead and weaken. I wouldn't give you one face for anything.
Doggone that iron-headed character. Till I get my hands on him, just wait.
When do we go in, Mr. Terry?
Not until Akeem is so stupefied with food and drink he doesn't know which end is up. The rate he's going, it won't be long now, Connie.
But Dragon Lady, Mr. Terry, how long can Mr. Hotshot keep her in heels?
I don't know. We'll just have to hope for the best. Yeah. Meanwhile, give me a hand with this mud. Help me smear it evenly on my face, Connie.
What did Mr. Terry do that for?
Don't ask questions now. It's all part of my plan. Mm-hmm. And while we're putting this stuff on, listen closely.
Yes?
I'm going in there alone. You stay here and stand guard. Okay. When the boy comes out, take him with you. Go up to our horses in the hills. I'll join you there as quickly as I can. You got all that now?
Connie, understand, Mr. Terry. We'll do exactly as you command. Oh, my goodness. Clay make Mr. Terry look much older.
Oh, good. That's just what I hope you to do. Things are quieting down in there. The moment they'll be bedding down for the night. And when they do, that's my cue, Connie.
The fateful minutes hurry past, yet the waiting seems endless as Terry and Connie, just beyond the big tent which houses Akeem, the American boy, and Akeem's officers, stand ready for action. At last, the sounds from inside grow quiet. Stealthily, Terry starts through the second enclosure towards the tent. In a moment, we'll see what happens. But first, say, tell me, what's the best day to enjoy Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice? The answer is any day and every day. That's because these ready-to-serve cereals taste so swell morning after morning. And here's why. Quaker Puffed Wheat and Rice are shot from guns to make them bigger and better tasting. Yes, huge guns are loaded with carefully selected wheat or rice. That's the premium grain. Now, listen. Listen to the actual roar as the guns are exploded. Out they come. They're now giant grains exploded up to 8 times normal size. Crisp and tender and loaded with swell nut-like flavor. Best of all, you have your choice of 2 delicious kinds. Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice. For variety, you can eat the wheat one day, rice the next. Simply add milk and sugar and top with fruit. Say, there's no beating this season. Starting tomorrow, just try it. See why the cereal shots from guns are so amazingly popular. Yes, endorsed by many of Hollywood's biggest movie stars. And don't forget this important point either. Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice furnish the food value of restored natural grain amounts of vitamin B1, niacin, and iron. Get both kinds in the big red and blue Quaker packages tomorrow.
Oh, boy. Getting through those narrow fence passages into this tent. We're trying to enter our rat cage. Now to find that boy, get him untied.
Hey, is that you moving about, Hank?
No, great cobra. I lie quietly.
And go see who does move about.
Yes, great master.
Was somebody there? Was somebody there, eh? Answer, Akeem!
No, great master. Nobody there.
Then be quiet. Let Akeem the cobra sleep.
Yes, great master.
Who's there?
Mark, it's Jerry Lee. Let me get you out of here.
Jerry Lee? My uncle, Mr. Lee, was a young American.
It's a disguise, Mark. And for a very good reason. Believe me, I'm Jerry. Come on now. Let's get you untied as quick as we can.
Oh, Mr. Lee, I'm so thankful to see you.
There now. Got your arms loose. Now your feet.
American boy. Are you still there, American boy?
Yes, Mr. Colbert. I'm here.
Who was that you thought to?
Aang, Mr. Colbert.
I thought I told you to be quiet, Aang.
Yes, great master. I go to sleep now.
See that you do.
Mr. Lee, you sounded just like this one.
Goodness, Aang. Be awful thankful our king isn't too bright at the moment. Okay, now. The ropes are all off. You're free. My friend Connie is waiting for us outside. Passages are too narrow for both of us. Two of us will be more easily spotted than one. So you go out to Connie first.
I understand, sir.
He'll take you to the river. Take you downstream and up to the hills to our horses. There you'll wait for me. I'll follow in exactly 5 minutes.
Sean Lee, my guardian and I shall never cease to be grateful for what you are doing, Mr. Lee.
Ah, thanks, Mark. We'll outflush these gorillas yet. Give me a swim when you and Connie get to the river.
Swim? I've been diving into that river since I was a mere boy.
Well, then go to it.
What is this, great master?
Lying here dreaming. It has just occurred to me. Voice sounds slightly strange.
I have a cold, great master. Probably that is why.
American boy.
Yes?
Don't try to escape. Maybe Akeem sound drowsy, but Akeem well aware of what goes on.
Yes, Mr. Cobra.
Okay, Mark, go to it. Get out there to Connie, and remember, I'll join you in 5 minutes. Hop to it, and good luck.
With the speed of an arrow, his footsteps tossed his lotus blossoms drifting to the ground, Mark James heads for the second enclosure, for Connie, and for safety. Yes, Terry Lee intends to follow in exactly 5 minutes, but already something is happening just outside the tent which may prevent Terry's escape. You'll find out what it is in just a moment. But first, you know, breakfast is one of the most important meals of the day. Nutrition authorities say that breakfast should provide from 1/4 to 1/3 of the day's total food requirements. One way to make sure that your family is getting an adequate breakfast is to see to it that everyone has fruit, cereal, milk, and bread each morning. So tomorrow, treat them to heaping bowlfuls of Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice, topped with milk and fruit. Quaker Puffed Wheat and Rice are the delicious, tasty breakfast cereals shot from guns. They're made from only the premium grains and are never sold in bags or bulk. They come only in the big red and blue packages with the Quaker man on the front. Look for him. He's your guarantee that you're getting the original, the one and only Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice.
Gee, I mustn't wake anybody now. Another couple of yards and we'll make that second enclosure.
I have been waiting for you, stranger. Drop your gun for one shoot.
Well, kind of caught me off guard, didn't you?
Indeed. Just as you caught Wang off guard when you first entered. Put your hands over your head.
Anything you say, pal.
Hiya. No tricks now.
What gives now, Wang?
Hey, Frank, Sucho, all of you. Come at once. We have a prisoner.
Shoot. Again, you have awakened our king. Stop that shouting and send the prisoners to me. I feel an odd grim mood coming on. I shall get rid of it by getting rid of prisoner at the same time. Send them in. I'm waiting. I shoot and I shoot.
Monday, Terry Lee and Akeem the Cobra face to face for the first time. Monday, Terry brings his surprise, his secret plan, in an exciting and dangerous episode we know you'll want to hear. Be listening Monday. Terry and the Pirates is written by Harrison Bingham and is brought to you each day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station. So listen Monday when Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice bring you
Terry and the Pirates.
This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.
We all have that friend who wakes up early to go get everyone McDonald's breakfast, but the rest of us sleep in. This is your sign to thank them. And if you're that friend, this is us saying thank you.
Just a friendly reminder that right now, get any size iced coffee before 11 a.m. for just 99 cents. And a satisfying sausage McMuffin with egg is just $2.79. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.